Good morning, Northern Michigan. Welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's community affairs and events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. Open enrollment right now for fall semester. And one of the finest programs offered by Kirtland Community College is the Wood Services Programs. And I've got Randy Dodgson on the phone from the Wood Services Division. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Jerry? Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for coming on. I've gotten a little used to having you on the program, and we know what a really cool programs that you have surrounding the Wood Services Programs. How many different certifications can people earn right now in Wood Services?
Just one right now. So
okay.
Wood Science Technology is a newer program, and we're looking to expand that, but right now we're really just trying to, you know, get our local workforce trained for our local wood industry.
Yeah, I know that's how it was born out of Dr. Quinn having some discussions with people on Four Mile Road. If they don't know, most of the Araucos and the Weyerhaeusers are all right there just down the road from you.
Yeah, the wood industry in northern Michigan in particular is huge, and there's a lot of career opportunities. And if you wouldn't mind letting me give my little sales pitch here.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's actually, sure, it's a project-based curriculum. I know a lot of people who want to work with wood are maybe intimidated by going to, participating in higher education, but it's project-based curriculum. So you're coming in and you're actually getting your hands on equipment and you're making things. So you get a lot of practice, figuring out machine woodworking operation and setup, wood product manufacturing processes, and also we emphasize material science with an emphasis on local lumber species. This is important, as someone who works with wood, it's important to understand the physical and the mechanical properties of different local species and how it relates to its practical or commercial uses, like why we harvest sugar maple for butcher block, or why we harvest cedar to make posts. Some other skills you can gain during the 10-month certification are lumber grading, sawmilling techniques, kiln operation, computer-aided drafting, and CNC router technology.
Yeah, that just about covers everything that the operations we just mentioned are performing here in northern Michigan, especially on Four Mile Road. And obviously the demand is high for those employers, so there's got to be a lot of money involved getting you through the program.
Yeah, through the Kirtland Foundation, we have several scholarships available, and we still have a few seats open for this fall semester.
Yeah, that was my next question. So when does enrollment end for the fall semester in Wood Services?
Registration is open now for the fall semester until August 21.
All right, so not too much time left to go ahead and get enrolled, make sure that you can get a scholarship, get some dollars towards it. And also, if you do not have a degree or a certification prior to, if you're a little older, the state will pick up the tab.
Yep, that's a newer part of the Michigan Reconnect Scholarship.
Right, and I got to imagine there are more than a few people who have at least thought about changing their careers and getting into the very lucrative woodworking plants that we've been talking about here in northern Michigan.
Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity for people to reassess what they're doing and if they want to, pick up a new set of skills.
Yeah, especially since, as we mentioned, the Araucos, the Weyerhaeusers, the other, the Georgia-Pacifics that are in northern Michigan have incredible benefits and pensions and vacation plans and everything else. So if you're not really enjoying what you're doing, this is a great time to look into changing your career and staying local.
Exactly.
Randy, you and I were talking off air. I was downtown, of course, this past week for the canoe marathon, and saw some of the artisan paddles that you and some of your students made for the marathon. Talk about that for a minute.
Sure. Paddles for the Marathon started last year in 2021 as a new fundraiser for the marathon. The proceeds go to the general fund, the operating fund. So the event highlights the talents of local artists through unique pieces of art created on those canoe paddles that we talked about that my students and I machined, manufactured. They're scaled down to 36 inches. So the theme for this year was People, Places, Paddles, Life on the Asabo River. And as I mentioned, my students and I made these using wood that we actually sawmilled and dried at our lab in Grayling. So these paddles will be on display throughout Grayling and Oscoda. You've probably seen them. June 1st through August 7th.
So just coming up here this weekend is the when the end, and they are, what is it, an online auction, Randy?
Yes, it's an online silent auction, and you can bid on a paddle or paddles of your choice, and you can find the silent auction by going to the marathon website, finding the events section, and clicking on paddles for the marathon. Or you can find mine, I'm a paddle artist this year, at Rolling Oak Brewery.
Yeah, like I said, I saw some at Rolling Oak. I saw some at Flowers by Josie, and you said they're also in Oscoda. So you can check them out and see what they look like in person, then go online and put in your bid, and hopefully you're the proud owner of one of these beautiful pieces of art that celebrate the Asabo River Canoe Marathon. Randy, did we cover it all?
I think so. I just wanted to just reiterate, 8 p.m. on August 7th is when that auction wraps up. So get on there and bid on a paddle of your choice.
That's right. Randy Dodgson from the Wood Services Division at Kirtland Community College. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smoke in Gaylord. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this program were pre-recorded, but I am live in studio with Andrea Henschel, who is the executive director of the Artisan Gallery in downtown Grayling, the hub of culture and entertainment. Andrea,
yes.
Good morning. Yeah, no, I mean, think about how versatile the Artisan Gallery is. It really has turned into something very special.
Yeah, we really have diversified programming and opportunities to engage with arts and culture in downtown Grayling, and we love it.
Yeah, with the giggles or just shiggles and gits and all the great artwork, and then you have another production coming.
Yeah, August 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Next weekend.
Yes.
Directed by
Jo Marie
Leone.
Yes. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's done a great job. She really loves it, and all the productions have been well received.
Oh, yeah. They have been dynamic, and, this next weekend we're doing an Inspector Calls, and it's just a phenomenal, it really fits in with our culture and things that are going on, even though it was written in 1945.
Yeah, Jo was telling me about it. She always is always looking for what the next production can be, because you can't have too big of a cast and it can't be super long. And so,
right.
And she always seems to pick something that's just fabulous.
Yeah, she really has a good pulse on what's going and what people are going to enjoy and be interested in.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been amazing to watch her in her craft, really. So.
And a lot of these, most of these shows sell out, so you need to, what are the ways that people can get their tickets?
You can purchase them through our Facebook page. We have the link there, and then also directly through the gallery. You can call as well, call the gallery, and someone will be able to help you.
Yeah, what are the hours of the gallery for people to come in and look at the art and purchase art?
We are open from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily.
7 days a week.
Yes.
And a lot. Well, it's a lot of volunteer basis. A lot of the artists working so you never know when you're coming in who might be at the counter that actually produced some of the great artwork.
That absolutely, it's always great to come in and ask about that, you know, and that's one thing that AAV has always prided themselves in, is that we are volunteer driven, and so everyone that is there wants to be there.
Right.
And I love that.
No, that's what makes it so special. Anything else coming up on the horizon at the Artisan Village Gallery?
There's a couple things. August 10th, the GPA is hosting their live historical, people are going to be talking about the 150th.
Oh, that's cool.
What it, Grayling was, giving an oration. And then Art Explosion kicks off on the 26th. We have a members-only reception. And then the 27th through September 11th is live voting for our Great Northern Art Explosion, which is a national art show.
How does somebody become a member?
You can come, and we have different levels
that
people contribute or donate to. We have, as a nonprofit, we love to have our donors. So
yeah, for nonprofit, all the money goes back in to do all the wonderful things that we always talk about here on Northern Focus.
Yep, yeah, absolutely, and we thank them for that.
That's fantastic. What is the website?
The website is coming. It's going to be artisanvillage.org. It's currently under construction.
Okay.
We have had a complete rebuild on that. So.
So that's why we're focusing on Facebook right for the moment.
We are, yeah. We are going to be able to bring everything in-house instead of having all of these little ancillary fees for these, like Ticketstripe or Eventbrite.
Yeah, no. I think that's smart. And, you know, as we said when we started out, it has become the hub for entertainment and art and culture in Grayling.
And it's just a great place to hang out if you want to come and chill.
There you go.
Yeah.
Andrea Henschel, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank
and
so
get out and see the an Inspector Calls next weekend at the Artisan Village Gallery. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100. Jerry Coyne is on the live on the phone with Steve Ralston from the Lost Valley Bible Camp. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, JC. Good to be here. Hey, with me I have Pastor Tony Van Duzer, who is also the camp manager out here at Lost Valley.
All right. Talk a moment about Lost Valley for those of our listeners who are not familiar with it and how long it's been in operation.
So Lost Valley has been in operation since about 1973. It's traditionally been a camp, you know, for kids and youth. I've been there 12 years, and through that time we've started to expand a little bit to doing more like retreats and different camps for different groups. And because I am a veteran, this is one of the things that the Lord had put on my heart, to have a camp or a retreat that would bring families back together. From those that have been torn apart. When I was in Desert Storm, I noticed personally, my friends, they would get back and the families would be disconnected and would often not make it. So my heart that the Lord put on me was to do something to help reconnect families and reconnect husbands and wives and help our veterans make that transition.
And this is all a faith-based retreat, correct?
Yes, it is.
So kind of outline what's going to happen, Pastor.
Good. JC, we are looking to bring the military community and their families together for some fellowship.
Okay.
For some camaraderie. Help them understand there's a path to Christ. In healing, there's a path to Christ in relationship management. So one of the big opportunities we have here is the Warriors Journey Organization in Springfield, Missouri, has bought everybody's ticket to this, if you will.
Really?
They will have a staff here. The staff that are coming to help these veterans are all veterans themselves. Some of them are combat veterans. Some of them are special forces. Some of them are retirees. They've all have found a way to serve Christ. Some of them are pastors and run churches as we speak. But we have a very, very capable staff coming here. It's 100% free to any veteran and their family that want to sign up. And we'll tell you how to sign up here in a little bit. But there'll be breakout sessions. There'll be bonfires. There'll be praise and worship. But most importantly, you will hear a message with your fellow brothers and sisters that served in the armed forces. And there's a little, there's some stuff for kids, there's stuff for spouses, and there's stuff for the veterans. And there'll be breakout sessions. There'll be, you know, there's just a, there's a whole 2.5 day event schedule for people to get plugged into.
Yes, I've been on some retreats before, and they can be extraordinarily powerful and impactful. I'm assuming meals are included in the during the retreat.
Yep, meals are all included, morning, noon, and night. We start Thursday night with a dinner, an opening ceremony, a bonfire, and then all day Friday and part of the day Saturday. So meals, lodging, campsites, all 100% paid for, 100% free. We're looking to try to get 100 folks signed up this week. We already have well over 100 attending.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you mentioned, Steve, how do a military and their family sign up and be part of the group that's taking place at Lost Valley Bible Camp August 18th through 20th?
I'll give everybody a chance to go grab a pencil or pull off the side of the road.
Yes.
Real quick. It's mishmen.org. That's MICHMEN.org. So www.mishmen.org. You scroll down and register for the Restoring Military Families Warriors Journey Family Camp. It'll take about 2 minutes. You'll be asked a few questions, what dates you served, and then what type of lodging you want, whether you're going to bring a camper, whether you need a hotel type or a rustic cabin. Or if you're local and you plan on staying at your own home, then there's just a no preference.
Well, that's a fantastic selection of ways to participate in what will undoubtedly be an extremely powerful way for military families to reconnect with their other brothers. It's a wonderful statement that you made early on, Pastor Tony, about, you know, military. It seems like ex-military connect better with those that understand the problems that they've been. Even, you know, when they go to counseling or anything else, it's good to know that the person that you're talking to has had the same experiences that you've had.
Yes. Yes, that's correct. I know it's helped me, you know, when I've had to, you know, talk to somebody and understanding when you've gone through something, you have a little bit more understanding of what can help and how you can listen to that and be able to walk through it with them.
Yeah.
You know, JC, it's I'm glad you mentioned that because that's how Tony and I met. I'm retired military. I've been deployed. I served in Desert Storm as well, although I didn't know Tony at the time. We met through church, and the reason we bonded is because we're both veterans.
Right.
And the reason we have joined forces and have been involved in the kingdom, if you will, building the kingdom, is because we're veterans and we want to do more for veterans out there and want to bring more veterans to Christ and heal the way that we did. Because we went through the process like everybody else. We tried VA. You know, we tried, you know, anxiety medicines back in the day. And, you know, none of that seemed to work for us. When we found the Lord and we found the true path, we both healed in our own way. Now, Tony's testimony is a great testimony. He really fought the fight far more than I did. But the fact of the matter is we both took the same path and ended up with the same result, and that is, you know, we're serving the Lord now and we're healed, and we want to share that with our brothers and sisters in arms. And the only way you can be involved in this is to get on the website and sign up. This will be the last week where we're taking applications, so this is our last-ditch effort to try to get people to sign up. There's more than enough room, there's more than enough seats, and there's more than enough food.
Well, it is a very compelling offer to military in our listening area to go to mishmen.org, M-I-C-H-M-E-N.org. And sign up for the Military Family Retreat, the Lost Valley Bible Camp, August 18th through 20th. Steve and Pastor Tony, thanks for coming on Northern Focus and delivering this message.
Thank you, JC.
JC, God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll take all the blessings the Lord has to offer, so thank you, Steve.
I know. You and your wife serve well. Much appreciated, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast all in Gaylord. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live on the phone with Heather Niehaus, who is the executive director of the West Branch Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It's a wonderful day. We've got some great things happening in West Branch.
Yeah, so bring us up to date on what's happening in Ogama County.
So tonight, we actually have on the Super Kicker Rodeo right downtown West Branch. We close the street, and it's going to be a great time. Big Bulls will be there. We've got the Cowboys, the Cowgirls. We've got a whole event planned.
Wow, that sounds exciting. I love that.
Yes. So we actually are going to have crown the royalty at 6 o'clock. It'll be Little Mr. and Miss West Branch Rodeo. And then the rodeo will actually begin at 6:30 p.m. right downtown. We're bringing bleachers downtown, and it's a free event for the whole family to come down and enjoy a rodeo right under our light.
That's got to take a little bit of preparation, Heather.
Yeah, for sure. You know what? And if you want to watch the preparation on that, it's really amazing. At 3 o'clock today, they're going to be putting the clay sand on the road. And believe it or not, they put it on the road, and then after the show, they clean it up. You didn't even know that they had all that on there.
That's crazy. I have never heard of that before. Usually rodeos are, you know, in grandstands that are out at the fairgrounds.
Right. Yeah, so tonight, come on down, right in the middle of our town, West Branch Super Kicker Rodeo.
I'm sure you'll have signs posted from both exits or both entrances into West Branch off of I-75.
Yes, and, you know, there will be parking will be right downtown, and we encourage people to come down, eat our local restaurants and shop early. There'll be plenty of different places open for you to enjoy.
No, it sounds fabulous. What else is on the agenda coming out of the West Branch Chamber of Commerce in the next couple of weeks?
Sure. In our beautiful Irons Park, we're going to the Victorian Art Fair will be going on August 13th and 14th. Lots of beautiful handmade artists will be displaying their work. So please come on out for that. And we've got our fair coming up. The Ogama County Fair is on August 16th through the 20th.
Wow. Always.
So we're pretty busy the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, obviously. Well, you've really stepped it up coming out of the Chamber of Commerce. And I just love the idea of having a rodeo downtown that's happening tonight. What was that again?
It'll be right downtown under the light in West Branch. It'll start with 6 o'clock crowning the Little Mr. and Miss West Branch Rodeo, and then the event will start at 6:30 p.m.
And this is free admission to see a great rodeo. I'll tell you, folks, even if you're not a big fan of rodeo, seeing it in person, especially under these circumstances, is going to be very worthwhile. So make it down to downtown West Branch this evening and enjoy a Super Kicker Rodeo.
Yes, and if you would like any other additional events or know more about our events going on, please visit our website at www.wbacc.com or visit westbranch.com. We are the West Branch Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau.
There you go. Great job, Heather. Thanks. And wait, I really think, I mean it, very exciting to bring the rodeo downtown. I hope it's a huge success. I know it will be.
Well, I do want to put a kudos out to Grange Bell and Kathy Collins. They are the organizers of this rodeo, along with a lot of sponsors and a lot of other people that put it on. So congratulations, and it's going to be a great event.
All right. Thank you, Heather, from the West Branch Area Chamber of Commerce and Super Kicker Rodeo tonight.
Yes. Come join us. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Woohoo! All right, thank you so much.
We'll be back. That's too much energy for me at 9:30.
How funny.
Take care. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Iron Pig Smoke and Cops and Donuts in Gaylord.
Okay.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Debbie Ball O'Day from the Kalkaska County Agricultural Fair. Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I see that you have survived our little weather blips and some of the other stuff, but the fair keeps chugging along, and it's been pretty good so far.
Oh, absolutely. It's been nice. It's always good to see all the folks that like to come out for fair. Sometimes that's the only time of the year you get to see them.
Yeah. Talk about some of the things that are going to be happening on today, Friday, and then Saturday. Is it go till Sunday? Do we have events on Sunday as well?
Nope, just Saturday.
That's what I thought. So what's going on today?
Today we are having, well, the biggest thing is this evening, and that is our rodeo. That's an IPRA rodeo brought in from Southern Illinois. Lot of fun, boy howdy, a lot of fun. And we have a new addition, and that is some shoot dogging. If you are a local person and if you are interested, you can sign up at the gate. Well, let me not say at the gate. You can sign up during the event, during the rodeo for the shoot dogging.
Cool.
So that's always great fun. We have Arnold Amusements with us with a full-fledged carnival, midway concessions, the games, all of that fun stuff. So this morning, just a few minutes, we're going to get our kids' day launch. That runs from 10 to 1. A lot of fun games going on there. A lot of old-fashioned carnival games, like who has the most freckles, who can eat a pie, a little pie, you know, with their hands behind their back, bubble gum blowing contest. But then we also have games that are under the pavilion. We have a raptor demonstration. We have Twister Joe here with his wonderful balloon hats, and all of that is 100% free. Kids also have a scavenger hunt for any child up to the age of 19. We follow the 4-H youth guidelines. So anyone up to the age 19 can do a scavenger hunt. They turn in their form, they get a little gift, and then they go into a drawing for $25.
That is so cool. So, I just love the idea of going back to old-fashioned stuff, you know, pie-eating contest and freckle contest.
That's
just, you just don't see that stuff anymore.
No, you sure don't. And I even advertised it as such in our schedule. It's old-fashioned fair games.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a lot of fun. And then for the first time, we are doing what we're calling teen time, and that's for our 13 to 19-year-old folks. And we have got so many giveaways with that. They're doing a Frozen t-shirt contest. There's going to be a rock, paper, scissors tournament. There's going to be exciting, isn't it?
It is.
A saran wrap ball. They're going to unwrap a saran wrap ball. There's going to be a beach ball walk. There's just all kinds of just fun stuff to entertain the kids for a couple of hours. And again, all of that is free also.
That's what makes Northern Michigan so special, isn't it, Deb?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, get all that pent out energy up before they head back to school, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. The rodeo, I haven't seen a rodeo in a long time. Where's that taking place?
It is at the Rocking Horse Arena. That's right on the corner of M-72 and West Kalkaska Road, right in Kalkaska on the fairgrounds.
Okay, there you go. Because sometimes, you know, depending on when you're having the Trout Fest and then the fair,
right,
you have some of the events at different locations. Anything else?
Yeah, the Trout Festival is a different entity.
Oh,
and
I know.
I also am on that board. And so we do some of those. Some of those activities for the Trout Festival are hosted by other organizations, and we just advertise for them and help them out. It's a lot of fundraising.
Right.
That happens during the Trout Festival.
Besides the rodeo tonight, anything else special about Friday?
Well, we have the animals, of course, are over there in the 4-H barns. And most of our activities on Friday take place in the earlier part of the morning and then the earlier after.
And then what's going on tomorrow, Saturday?
Saturday, we have, again, a full day of the carnival rides, of course, the animals still, and our closing event on the fairgrounds is our Motors and Mayhem Bump and Run Derby. that will start at 5 p.m., so the gates are open at 4, which is a little earlier for us.
Yeah,
but we have
that's cool.
So many cars anticipated that we have to start earlier, otherwise we're here till midnight. So it's a great show. We have it's put on by the Kaiser Boys Motorsports, and they were have been very involved with the fair for a long time, and now they've kind of branched out on their own as a motorsports promoter and doing a great job for Northern Michigan with that.
Well, I know so many people just gear up for this one bump and run. You know, they might not be on the circuit or not, but they're going to come and do it at Kalkaska.
Absolutely.
Hey, Deb, one thing you've been mentioning about the animals, do you have auctions? Are any of the animals getting auctioned off today or tomorrow?
No, they were auctioned last night. The 4-H auction is always on Thursday.
Oh, darn. Okay. Well, I always think that's kind of a cool thing, too, but I just wanted to make sure that getting all the information out to our listeners about the two best days of the Kalkaska Agricultural Fair. Deb Ball O'Day, I know you got to go get those kids rounded up and start having some fun today. Thanks for joining me on Northern Focus.
You are welcome, and thank you for having me. We appreciate it.
Always. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne's on the phone with Ryan Hallett from Room Redux. And Ryan, we've had you on the program many times about the wonderful work that Room Redux does, transforming abused children's rooms back into a place of safety and love. It is, as we've said many times, a charity that is doing incredible work, but at the same time, such a distressing thought that we have to have this charity. But we've got some positive things going on, and we're going to play golf in support of Room Redux.
You know what? We are. We're going to play golf on August 13th at the Quest Golf Club. And, you know what, we're going to do this in the spirit of having not only a day of fun on the links and an incredible meal afterwards, but we're going to do it in the spirit of knowing that the money that we raise here is going to change the lives of children around Northern Michigan.
Yeah, it's, as I said, it is all about the kids, helping them make a step or two or three or four steps forward under some difficult circumstances. And, you know, I know that the results so far have been fantastic, but unfortunately, as you just told me off the air, there's a whole bunch more kids in our area that need room transformations, say the word, JC. And this is a great way to support what you're doing financially and, you know, getting people into a informal setting, Ryan, to maybe discuss this a little bit better and people to more understand what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of people that come up to us that still say that, you know, they don't really know what Room Redux does. And, you know, for us, we want to make sure that everybody knows. And to be able to have that conversation with a group of people in such a social setting where it's relaxed and, you know, you're enjoying the day, you get an opportunity to not only discuss what Room Redux is and what we do, but we get to discuss why we do it and who it benefits. And at the end of the day, it benefits any child who has faced trauma as a result of the unimaginable. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, as a parent, you know, you kind of always want your kids to be in a safe place. And, you know, we feel that way about all of the children that reside in our community. We think that there should always be boundaries and that no child should be forced to live with the memories of some of the things that they have endured. And putting together an outing like this, what this gives us an opportunity to do is to just talk, to just go out and enjoy the day and gather for a meal afterwards, and to just let everybody know that, hey, you know, this money that we have raised here today is going to go for this amount of room transformation. And the money that we raise for these items that we're raffling is going to provide this amount of room transformations. And we're going to continue to host fundraisers throughout the year, and the hopes that we can generate revenue. Now, we have been fortunate that our biggest supporter for this event that's coming up has been the Quest Golf Club and the ownership group there. They have gone out of their way to make it known that the Quest is not charging us for the course. They're providing it free of charge on a Saturday. And they also worked with Ebel's General Store and Cisco out of Grand Rapids to provide the meal to be included with the cost of coming to this outing. So, you know, the Quest is really behind this, and we know that there's some pretty nice courses around Northern Michigan. And I got to tell you, I was really taken back by the fact that they offered up the course without charging us anything per golfer. So we couldn't be any more excited to bring this to the Quest, and in the hopes that it's going to change some lives.
Yeah, you know? This is happening next Saturday, August 13th. Now, how do they get tickets or sign up for players? Did they go to the Quest, Ryan?
Yeah, they can. They can actually go to the Quest right there in Houghton Lake on Questview Drive, just down from the State Police Post there. They can get registered at the Quest. Keith Steron, who is the PGA professional and general manager there, has been very helpful in getting us flyers posted, and they're taking sign-up sheets right there. They got copies made. They can also get registered at the Houghton Lake Chamber of Commerce. Jay Jacobs has made it a point to get that information out in front of everybody as well. And for those that are tech savvy and that follow us on Facebook, we have a link through Eventbrite on our Facebook page, Room Redux Northern Michigan, that they can register electronically, and they don't even have to leave the comfort of their own home.
Well, there you go. There's no reason not to be a part of this. It's very rare that you get a Saturday charity golf fundraiser, and especially on a golf course, the quality of the Quest. So, Ryan,
yes.
We highly urge anybody, whether you're a golfer or not, to find some time in your schedule. What time do people get registered, and what time is tee off on the 13th?
So we're going to have people start registering. We're going to have the registration table set up about 8:30 in the morning. We're going to say registration starts at 9, but anybody that gets there, you know, at 8:30 or so and starts registering, that's fine. We're going to get people registered. One of our sponsors, Carl's Golfland, has provided us with a goodie bag to provide every golfer that is playing in the event with. So it's going to have two packs of portable sunscreen. It's going to have a package of tees. It's going to have a flyer outlining the day's events. It's going to have a granola bar and a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So Carl's Golfland provided that with us. So we want to get everybody registered, get them their bag, and then they can take a look at some of the prizes that are going to be up for grabs in the clubhouse. They can go out and hit some balls on the driving range. They can putt. They can get warmed up, and we're going to have a shotgun start at 10 a.m.
Well, there you go. For a fantastic cause, Room Redux Golf Outing at the Quest on August 13th. Ryan, here's hoping that it's a complete sellout.
You know what? We're hoping for 18 teams of four, and we are over halfway there.
All right. Ryan Hallett from Room Redux, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, and hit them straight.
Absolutely.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Well, welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Rick Powells from North Bloomfield Properties. And Rick, you know, we had you on about a month and a half ago, and wanted to talk a little bit about what North Bloomfield Properties is doing for property owners, not only in Southeast Michigan area, but also across the state.
Yeah, actually, you know, doing a lot for a lot of owners out there, getting them, you know, some of them out of trouble with different municipalities because of inspection issues, or just keeping the boat floating and keeping things going smoothly.
Well, there's so many people that own rental properties or second homes. I know one of the reasons that we wanted to talk a little bit about the services that North Bloomfield Properties provide is so many people have kind of switched their living arrangement where they would live downstate and come up to their cottages, you know, for a few weekends, a summer or in a fall or whatever. And now that switch, people are living up here and they're renting out their homes in Metro Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing with being so far away is you either have staff to do something for yourself or you have to do it. That's where North Bloomfield can help with all of that, because if someone moves or you need repairs or somebody's not paying their rent, I mean, that's where our services are invaluable.
Well, yeah, you're right. For the most part, people don't have the time or the expertise to take care of their own homes and rental properties. And you got such a different market now, too. You've got people that are living in full-time. I'm sure you guys kind of handle people's Airbnbs, too.
Well, we're just breaking ground on that. We're working on starting to get that implemented. We've got a couple that we're playing with right now. And the tough part is, you know, finding contractors anymore. I mean, there's such a shortage of people doing stuff that it's tough to get people to, you know, paint, carpet. That, you know, just things that need to be done.
Well, I mean, that's the way of the world right now, isn't it? No matter who you are, getting contractors to your house to do anything, whether it's roofing or painting or electrical, is really difficult. So that's got to be a big benefit for people who count on North Bloomfield Properties, because I'm sure you have a big network of those types of subcontractors.
Well, yeah, we do. I mean, we have a subcontractor that deals directly with North Bloomfield. So any calls that come in, or it's, you know, got a leaky drain or whatever the case may be, they go ahead and they contact, you know, our maintenance department. And then from there, they have been able to keep a good majority of the staff, just because, you know, there's enough work to go around for them to be able to get the job done and keep a tenant happy, keeping an owner happy. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I'm sure if people don't remember our conversation from a few weeks back, how many properties is North Bloomfield Properties managing right now?
Right now we are managing, you know, in the vicinity of about 1,300 in Southeast Michigan.
So this is, I mean, this is your area of expertise. So if people are listening to this and go, well, if those guys have this many properties to manage, I guess they know what the heck they're doing.
Well, yeah, and especially because we've been doing it, you know, for going on 35 years now we've been around. So we've been doing it a long time, and all in all, I think we got a pretty good track record of keeping, you know, tenants happy, buyers happy, sellers happy, and landlords happy. So all in all, I think we're doing pretty good.
What are some of the unusual circumstances that you guys have been able to step in and handle that has kind of burgeoned your reputation at North Bloomfield Property?
Well, probably the biggest thing is sometimes, you know, we take over problem properties. where people, you know, didn't comply with city ordinances for rental registrations. And maybe not that they didn't comply, they just didn't know, because this isn't their business. They're just doing it to an investment, but they don't know what all these different cities, municipalities, townships, what they require you to do as a landlord.
Yeah, and that's probably true. I mean, you, as a normal homeowner, your monthly bills come in and you take care of them and you kind of get used to it. But when you've got multiple properties, it's easy to lose track of the different things that need to get done. And obviously, there are different requirements when you're renting out your home to somebody full time.
Yeah. I mean, number one, it's just more, you know, safety stuff and make sure that no one can hurt themselves at a place. And there are properties out there where there's stuff that get neglected by owners, and maybe not so much get neglected, they just get overlooked. You know, when something happens, you know, that's kind of too late. And that's why we're there, to try to keep that stuff from falling on your lap.
Rick, if people have more questions or want to dive deeper into the possibility of partnering with North Bloomfield Properties, what is the website?
Our website is northbloomfield.com.
And or if they want to talk to you or somebody else in the office, what's the phone number they can reach out?
They can reach us at 248-366-8484. And there's usually someone around that can give you whatever info you're looking for.
Well, I'm sure that's it, because I'm sure you guys have always got phones ringing. Which, if you've got 1,300 properties, people are calling about something, right?
always. And not always bad news. Sometimes it's good news, you know, where you get people that are happy with what you did. So they will tell you. And more often than not, it's people telling you what they're not happy about than happy about. But all in all, it's a good business. And, you know, everybody should have a rental property as an investment, in my personal opinion.
Well, so obviously you have somebody to call 24/7 if something happens at one of the properties. I mean, with 1,300 of them, there's going to be a leaky roof. There's going to be a backed up toilet. There's going to be a septic problem. And to be able to have North Bloomfield Properties on the job, it's got to give you a tremendous peace of mind.
Well, yeah. I mean, the last thing you want as a landlord is a call at 3 o'clock in the morning that your heat's out. And that's what North Bloomfield takes that call, and they take care of that problem. And you don't even know what happened until morning when we reach out to you to tell you that there was an issue.
All right. Well, Rick Powles, thanks for taking a couple of minutes and reminding us of what North Bloomfield Properties can do for property owners across the state of Michigan.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, we will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smoke in Gaylord.